Hi, and welcome to this audio training lesson on how to pronounce words in which the letter A says A, the A sound, and not the A sound. Have a look also, I've put a link in this article and this training lesson to my previous article in which you'll find all the different sounds that the letter A and the A vowel can say. Okay, so in terms of rule one, so the whole idea is that some of my students were saying to me, well, how can I tell, you know, if I see the letter A there, how can I tell which way I need to be saying it? Or what do I need to say? So there are a couple of rules that allow us to know when the letter A or the A, where you see the letter A written in a word, when it says the A form, not the A form. The A form is its second, or the A sound is its second, A as in made, is its second most common sound that it uses when you see the letter A. So I'm going to say the words where the letter A says A because it's, if you break the word into its syllables, the A sits by itself at the end of its own syllable and it can choose to say its name in the alphabet then. Some of these words are easy. You already know how to say them. But nevertheless, just have a bit of a practice. But also, some of the words have more than one syllable in them, and so that way you're getting practice at the stress and the stressed and de-stressed syllables in the word as well. So have a listen out for that, and don't just say them the normal way you do. Pay attention to see if I'm stressing a different syllable or de-stressing, unstressing a particular syllable differently to the way that you would be doing it. Okay, so for rule one, the one that I've just explained, the first word is baby. So baby, two syllables in there. The A is at the end of the first syllable, bay, and so it can choose to say its name. We don't say babby, we say baby, baby. Another word is navy. And the next one, table. You can hear the tay and then the bull, the second syllable. Table. Able. In this word, the A is the only sound in its own syllable. And it's at the end of its own syllable. So it's saying A. Able. Famous. So it's not famous, it's famous. The OUS is de-stressed. It's the schwa vowel. Famous. Next word, capable. K, that's where this, the A is saying A, p-ble, capable. Labour, if you're doing the American, if you're doing the Australian and British, labour. Labour, or American, labour. Behaviour, behave. You can hear the hey is a separate syllable. The a is at the end, so it's saying a. Behavior or behavior, if you're doing the American. Courageous. Courageous. So the only syllable in the British and the Australian that is stressed is the ray syllable in courageous. In American, it's courageous, courageous. So the ray is still, the A is still saying A. Flavor, 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 or flavor. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Contagious, so it's not contagious. It's kin, so the syllable is squished and made shorter. Contagious. Contagious. Okay, so those are the words that follow rule one. Rule two, where you have a single syllable word with a single vowel, A, let's say, and there's a consonant after the A and then a silent E. The E at the end jumps over the consonant and makes the single vowel, which in this case is A, say its name A. Okay? So I'm going to say the words now. Make, bake. So if you don't aspirate the K, you can use this to practice doing it. It's not make, make, bake. I need air there. Mate, fade, rate, late, state, statement, crane, tape, drape, lane. Okay, well done. So you can go through and practice with that. But there are the rules so that you know it's a little bit more clear to you how to tell whether the A is saying A or not in those words. Happy practicing and bye for now. Bye.